This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Tuesday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, rainfall over the weekend varied widely across the Columbia Basin. Most farms got between a tenth and a quarter inch, but heavy rain fell between Adams and Dayton with a half to 1 inch. Outside of Milton Freewater, I actually observed standing water at the edge of one field. The heaviest reported was 1 inch in the Walla Walla vicinity. The upper-level low pressure that brought the showers and thunderstorms is lingering over the region, so there may be some scattered light showers again today with temperatures 3 to 5 degrees below normal. It's Roundup week in Pendleton, and it looks pretty decent for the week of festivities. A drier and warmer trend is on tap for tomorrow and Thursday. Then a fast-moving disturbance will race across the region late Thursday, but about its only effect will be to knock temperatures back 5 to 7 degrees going into the weekend, which will be closer to normal and also increase the wind slightly. Now, if you deep-seeded wheat in the last week and got over a quarter inch of rain, you may need to check your soils for crusting the next few days, which could prevent seedling emergence. Looking ahead for the next 10 to 14 days, it does not appear to have significant rainfall. Soil temperatures at the 2-inch depth range from the mid and upper 70s in the dry soils to the upper 60s and lower 70s in the moist soils. The soil temperatures will likely cool a few degrees through the next 7 days, but should remain in the ideal range for quick germination of wheat. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.